continually believe and trust and hope for his coming, for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to appreciate each and every one of us for making it to today's meeting on Family Essence. Of course, today's subject, it's a continuation of what we did the last time. As the Holy Spirit will have it, this has not ended. So there is a need for us to actually talk about the discussion we had the last time on walking in vision. And of course, amidst everything that is going on, God still wants us to trust him, to believe in him, to build capacity. One of the ways we can do that is through the divine technology that he has established, that he has that exists, that is unknown to men, and only those who seek him diligently will be able to experience this, you know, spiritual technology. And that's the reason why the Holy Spirit is wants to charge us today, so as to be able to embrace walking with God. And I pray that as we continue in the discussion of today, the Lord God Almighty will speak to our heart and life through his Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We'll close our eyes as we pray together. Father, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you for making it possible for us today to be gathered here. Thank you, Lord, for how you've been helping us all through this week to this time. Thank you for how you've been sustaining us. Thank you for your presence in our lives. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Lord, we know you have a purpose why you have created us, why you have made it possible for us to be part of today's meeting. Lord, I'm praying, I'm asking, oh God, that you speak to our heart, you speak to our lives, and help us, oh Lord, to experience that divine technology that you have made available for us as believers, so as to be able to receive from the throne of grace that which you have in mind for us, and to prosper us and to give us the hope of eternal life in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for your grace, we ask for your strength, we ask for your power, and we pray that you're continually strengthening us. And let the purpose of today's discussion, let it be fulfilled in our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for when night is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so we'll be looking at walking in vision, part two. Let me put it that way. Walking in vision, part two. And one of those things that God wants us to know is that he has made a technology, a divine technology available, which talks about vision and how he communicates it to men. Now, it's very possible for one to end up in frustration as a result of a lack of failure to pursue God's given vision that is made available to them. Part of what God does is to reveal his mind to us, even though we didn't ask for it. When a man is created, God communicates his intention for making such a person, for creating such a person in the world. Part of the ways he usually do those things is to communicate it either by vision or by revelation or by dream. So these are, or by trance. These are three different areas. These are different areas that God, like four different areas that God basically communicate his mind to men. So before we read our text again from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, I will want to share with us the story of a man that, you know, that God actually communicated to. And as time goes on, maybe I'll share some, one more. Now, when he was young, he was sitting under a tree. And I think he had done fetching water, you know, from a particular well close to that place. And then he was passing through the tree. And all of a sudden, he was still young. He was at the age of, I think maybe the age of maybe 8 or 9, kind of. So, so he saw on the tree, there was a wind that was kind of blowing on the top of the tree. The name of the name of the man is I think William Braham. William Braham. So the breeze was blowing at the top of the tree, and he noticed that he noticed something strange. That was the only thing that was happening at that point. There was no breeze blowing any other in any other way or any other place. Not even on the you know, at least you can look afar. If a breeze is blowing, you can see the sand moving or the, you know, the dirt on the floor kind of thing. That was the only thing that was blowing under. So immediately he heard a voice that told him that, make sure that you stay away from this, 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 and this, because you will be a vessel I will be using. That was it. That was what was communicated to him. He was given an instruction. He wasn't even sleeping. This was life. It wasn't as if he slept under the tree. No, this was, you know, this happened now. Just the way the burning bush appeared to Moses, and then, you know, and God spoke to him. That was the same way. So this was communicated to this William Braham, and he took that to heart, and then he decided to obey God. Now, what do I want to bring to us? So God does not just, nobody came into the world as an experiment. And part of the things that God does is to smuggle what we call vision into either in our subconscious, or, you know, he smuggled it, he just smuggled it in, so as to be able to give us an idea of God's intention and God's purpose for our lives. Now, there is a need for us to understand that for us to be able to walk in the visions of God, like I did say the last time, Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk, actually gave us you know, really captured what it takes for you to accomplish the vision that God has given to you. Now, 99.9% visions are instructions. The instructions given to man. Now, this instruction might be for you to communicate to someone, or might be for you to carry out God's own agenda. And you like I did say, in most cases, it is very possible for one to end up in frustration, because that is what is happening in the world today. People move from one place to the other. You see someone changing jobs. I mean, if you, the person cannot even write, he's tired of writing resume now because there's no space again. Just moving from one job to the other, to the other, to the other, to the other, not really understanding and working in the vision that God has revealed to such a person. Now, perhaps if you are listening to the voice of my, if you are listening to my voice and you haven't had the vision of God, or maybe you don't even have dreams, then there is an issue. There's a need for you to embark on a journey, and so as to be able to receive direction from God. So there's something going on in that kind of person's life, and some things need to break for you to be able. God did not create the medium that God made for him to interface with us is through dreams, is through vision, and is through revelation and trance. If you are a kind of person that don't have dreams, there is an issue. There's something going on that needs to be taken care of by God Himself. So we are looking at walking in vision, and a lot of people have not fully identified the reason why they are even in the world. They've not identified. And when you don't know the reason why you are in the world, there's a lot of abuse that comes, and you will be forced to pay attention to the distractions and the noises that is going on around. Pursuing God's vision will not come to you easily. There is a price to pay to be able to understand the mind of God from time to time, season to season. For you to be able to do that, you need to engage in, you need to tap into that divine technology that God has made available so as to be able to see those things that God intends to achieve through you on earth. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, Habakkuk chapter 2, we're going to read that. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, it says there, I will stand upon my watch. Now, the word watch there was used as, you know, the KJV, it's actually an old version of the Bible, and, you know, over the time, of course, people still keep watch and all that, but the word watch now has changed to shift, basically. So like a night shift or something there. So there's a lot of changes that have come to play after these words were used in the KJV version. So it's saying that I will stand upon my watch. Why would this person say I will stand upon my watch? Because he knows that that's for you to be able to tap into that technology, that divine technology that God has made available, which is a medium for him to be able to communicate to us, our spirits, to be able to make alive things, that you need to stand upon your watch. You need to be vigilant. You need to engage in prayer. There are things you need to put in place, because if you don't put the things in place, you may not be able to, you know, get that message from God. So he's saying that he will stand upon his watch. And when you look at the Roman soldiers or the policemen that we have today, they work on shifts. Some work night shifts, some work day shifts. Even in, you know, secular job and all that, you work. So you keep watch to see what is going to happen. You keep watch to know if the thief is going to invade or if there are walls. If, you know, so there are people who keep watch in terms of borders. They watch over the borders to make sure that there are no intruders. There are no people who would, you know, who would just invade the country and then strike. So there are navies watching over the sea. There are air forces taking care of the air, the things that moves in the air, outside the space and stuff like that. So likewise, physically on the road, there are policemen who are in charge and all that. So they are all keeping watch. So the man is saying there, I will stand upon my watch. So he's ready to receive that thing. So he's saying there, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, and make it plain upon tables. Let it be legible for reading. Not just writing the vision the way you want to write it. No, the way he said you should write it. Write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. So anybody that sees that thing will know that this is the direction God wants us to go now. This is what he wants us to do now. Now, it's possible for you. I know a lot of people, when they have visions or strange encounters, they don't write it down. I mean, I'm not like that. I put my thing down so that when that thing happened, I will know that this thing, he said this thing will happen. This one has happened. This one. So there's a reason why he said write it down. So the spirit that was communicating to this person, this prophet here, is saying write the vision. Write it down. So many people have refused to write down the vision God has given to them. And that is why they find themselves in strange places. places that they are not supposed to be, the job that they are not supposed to be doing. So they are walking in the opposite direction of God's given vision to them. And in such cases, you find those kind of men or women ending up being frustrated because they don't believe in that thing that God revealed to them. God does not do anything without first revealing it to you. He will let you either by, he will let you know before that thing takes. He can't take you by surprise. He does not know. God doesn't operate that way. He will let you know. Now, it is in your interest for you to get a pen and write it. There are things God revealed to me when I was in, when I left high school. There are some things He revealed to me when I was in the university. There are some things He revealed to me before leaving that university. Okay, you are going to serve in so-so place. This is the job that will come to you. This is your primary assignment. These are the activities that will take place. Those things, they are well straightened out. So when it happened, when I went to serve, He told me before I left campus, you are going to pastor a local church. This is what you are going to experience. So when I went to staff, that I was in that consciousness. Even though there are noises, there are this, I was being extremely careful with what I do. So that's the difference between somebody who is walking in vision and somebody who is not walking in God's own vision. If God is telling you that He's going to give you a job in the next 1 year, and that job, this is what you're going to do with the job, this is what you're going to do. God can tell you that the money that you're getting from a job, you're going to, 50% is going to go to so-so place. Another 10% is going to go to so-so place. Or 5% is going to go. It would specific instruction, but it will be in your interest to write those things down so that you not end up being frustrated and living without a direction. It's possible for a man to be living, and is living without a direction. Though he's making money, but he has no direction. Though he's the senior manager in a company, but there is no direction. And such a person will end up being frustrated. But if the vision that he has, that God has given to him, is well documented, he knows that when it's time, he will know. When it's time to move, when it's time to shift. So that's why you find a lot of people, they are in a state of confusion. I have to use the word confusion because that's what it is. So a vision is a spiritual knowledge that is communicated to men from God in time. It's a spiritual knowledge. It is not something that you made up. No, you will know. Your human spirit will know that this is God's spirit, because nobody can speak to you that way except a spirit. Nobody. And when God speaks to you, you will know that this is God speaking. You will know. If the devil comes and smuggles something in you, you will know that this one is not for me. You will know this one is for me. This one is not for me. This one is for me. There are a lot of people who have had visions, strange visions and encounter that they find themselves maybe in a particular, maybe they lived their life in North America. They were born maybe in a particular province and in a particular municipality or in a particular district. They were born there, but the vision they have is that they are going to end up living the rest of their lives in Africa. And the way that thing came to them, specific location was given to them. They've not even seen that place in the map before in their lives. Part of those vision carriers is Par Elton. This was a man that was sent to Africa years ago. It's late now. This was a man sent to Africa years ago, And he was told specific location that God wants him to go to. Specific. He was specific. It's just like somebody telling you that you are going to leave, maybe somebody that was born in a place like China, or in a place like British Columbia, maybe in a particular local community like that, in a community. And God told the person that you will go to Zimbabwe. And when you go to Zimbabwe, there's a place called Kishiri. When you get to Kishiri, you are going to find, you are going to look for a house. There is a house painted specifically. Lord, you know, we need to know how detailed God is. He's a God of detail. He will give you specific location. He will even show you the kind of bicycle they ride in that place. He will show that when you get it, you know, this is what God showed. So let's look at the concept of vision and what we are meant to do as individuals that wants to be a vision card, that wants to walk in the vision that God has communicated to us. So it says in verse 3 of chapter 2 of Habakkuk, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry." So he's saying that the first thing you have to do is to write the vision. Now, when you write the vision, you make it legible so that you will be able to know what exactly it is. Not in your own word, in his own word. If he says this, A, B, C, write A, B, C, because those things will not change. That's how it's going to be. But on the other hand, when you write the vision, there is a need for you to wait on that vision because it is going to happen. It is going to happen. When I was on campus, when I was at my university, I'm not trying to, you know, communicate. I mean, we're talking about vision. So let's just share an experience of what we can lay hold on, right? So when I was on campus, before leaving the campus, I think my 200 level or 300 level before my finals, I was asking God that, what this one that you are chasing me morning, afternoon, night? What's the next thing now? Is it that you want me to start next year, or what do you want me to do? Because there are a lot of things that God actually, you know, communicated to me and all that. And he told me, you are going to your place. So he told me the place of primary assignment. He told me where I'm going to serve, what I'm going to be doing, my activities within that, you know. And so those things I kept it. So when it happened, when doing my final, when it happened, because if you don't, that's the thing. If you don't walk in the consciousness of that vision, if your life is in the opposite direction of that vision, you cannot fulfill that vision. That vision will still be hanging there. Though it's a vision that was communicated to you by God, but it will be hanging there. And no matter how long, if you like, spend 5 years extra, you are just elongating your wilderness. You are coming back to that place. You are still coming back to that place. If you like, travel to Paris and say, this is where I'm going. Yes, not to anybody. You are coming back. It's just like somebody who God has told that you are going to serve in Elisha. Elisha is in the southwest of Nigeria. If God told you that you are going to serve in Elisha, or you are going to serve in the northern part of Nigeria, and the person carries back and he says, I'm going to Europe. The best thing for you to do is to ask God, so what am I going to do now? Is it that I will get a job? Is it that this is, you can communicate just the way Zechariah was communicated with the angel of God. You can communicate with God. That's the thing. People don't know that God is the one that made you. So he has a plan for you. So you can go to him and ask him that, God, what's going on? You go and read the book of Zechariah. You will see how Zechariah was communicating with the angel of the Lord. They were communicating. The angel would say, okay, do you see this thing? But he said, I don't know what it means. Why is it that? How is it that you don't? The angel was even confused because that he doesn't know what it means. Yeah, okay, this is what it means. This is what it means. He was explaining in detail to Zechariah that this is the meaning of this. This is the meaning of this. Okay, this candlestick, this olive oil leaves. They were interacting together. So that's how it is. You can communicate with God about the vision that he has revealed to you. Now, it's in your interest for you to align with those things that God has said. Because if you don't align to it, you have elongated your journey. You can't escape from it. That is written of you. It is written of you. So there is no running away from that. So the first thing you want to do if you want to walk in the vision of God is to stand upon your watch. What does it mean to stand upon one's watch? Now there are responsibilities that there are things that you are meant to do as a Christian in your daily walk with God. Somebody that is standing upon watch has a responsibility. That's like somebody who receives salvation now. The salvation is a gift given to you, but the responsibility of keeping that thing gift is your own to do. When a gift is given, it's for you to be able to make sure that gift is managed properly. That same resource that is given to you is well harnessed so that you will be able to account for it much later. So it's saying stand upon your watch. Keep watch morning, afternoon, night. You must make sure you stand guard at the door of your heart. Make sure that nothing that defile comes to you. Make sure you don't sin. Make sure you don't fight. Make sure you don't abuse. You walk the walk of righteousness. That is what this person is saying here. It's a responsibility when somebody is standing on a watch. Stand upon your watch. So there's a watching part of it. And there's a writing part of those visions that comes to you. When you now started writing those visions, you have to be waiting. There's a waiting. Everybody has to wait. You have to wait. Everybody. I don't see anyone that is great in life. Maybe the person, there are some people that are that actually made a lot of that people see as successful, but in the eyes of God, they are not. But I'm talking about this, the one that God has hands in. There is a waiting. You have to wait. In that waiting, there will be suffering. In that waiting, there will be different. You will be tired. You will be tired of waiting. You wait there. You have to wait. It may take 7 years. It may take 5 years. It may take 10 years. You wait. I remember when God spoke to me then, I was confused. I had to go to see two ministers in during that time when I was on campus. I left the campus. I took a bus. I traveled to one. I explained what is going on. I traveled to the, they were all saying the same thing. They said you have to wait though. But in the waiting, you have to make sure you are doing the will of God. In the waiting, you must make sure you are in the will of God. So that's what walking in vision is all about. You make sure you are waiting. So because the vision is for an appointed time, it will definitely come to pass. So most of the time, visions are instructions. They are encounters. This communication comes to men as a result of God's burden. When God has a burden, what it does is to give you vision. If God has a particular, maybe there's somebody you know, and then God wants to speak to the person, But maybe the person's human spirit is troubled, cannot really accommodate. The person doesn't even, the prayer altar is dead. The person is not in alignment. And God can give you a vision for the person. And God has spoken to the person. The person is walking in the opposite direction. God will say, I need to correct this thing. Oh yeah, you take, go and fix this concern. And God can give two people the same vision. Just the way God gave Ananias in the Bible. And visions about Paul. So also God gave Paul vision that a man called Ananias will come. These are ways God communicates to men. So perhaps you are listening to me today and you've not accept your reality, because it's a reality. You've not accepted reality. God is telling you today, He still loves you. And the vision He has given to you, what are you doing with that vision? How are you preparing yourself to make sure that that vision come into fulfillment? So that's a charge for us today, because you will discover that a lot of people are walking to and fro. Just like you go to the mall, you see people walking. There are a lot of things to even distract us in the world today. A lot of things. You see somebody walking, you go to this store, you go to that store, you go to that store, you go to that. That's how you see people changing jobs. This one, if you ask some people how many jobs they've done in their lifetime, is more than 20. And you'll be asking yourself, wait, is it the job or what's going on? Because they are moving, they are looking for what is not lost. I need to upgrade my. Those are noises that the devil has made available to make people feel, hey, the career you have here, that's the difference between somebody that has a vision. When you see somebody that has a vision, it doesn't need to be just hopping all around. Just know the mind. What is the mind of God for your life? When you know that the mind of God for your life, it's easier for you to, you don't even need to be changing jobs up and down. Some they become manager here, they move from there being the manager, they want to move to a super, they want to rise through the ranks. But in the eyes of God, you are not supposed to be doing that. So when you understand what is written of you and what you are expected to do, life becomes easier for you. It becomes very, very, very easier for you. Some people are just, their own is, maybe they have a house. They are thinking of having maybe another house in London. Is that written of you? Is it written of you that you are going to have house in London? Is it written? So there are some things people are doing these days that is in the opposite direction of the vision God has given to them. Because those things are not needed. They are noises. You want to be known in the world. You want your name to become popular. You want to amass wealth to the extent that your name will be on Forbes list. If your name is on Forbes list, is he in the book of life? Yeah, it's good. Your name is on Forbes list. I mean, we can talk about you. We can talk about your achievements and all that. But that's not what we are talking about here. We are talking about walking in the visions of God. Is it written of you? What you are doing now, where you find yourself now, is it written that this is where you are supposed to be? Or you are there, frustrated. But because the money is good, you are still locked down there. You are still, we will die here. That's what you're saying. May God give us understanding to know His mind per time. There are a lot of people who are not supposed to be doing the job they are doing now. They are supposed to be doing a job that will make them to prepare for the activation of those visions. Yes, they are supposed to be doing a job that is supposed to, you know, when you look at the men of old, the life they went through, the training they pass through, there's some training that God will want you to pass through, not because of anything, but because he has something he wants to achieve. And if you don't go through that training, it could be that you have to be a farmer first before that vision can be fulfilled. And here you are working in the bank. You don't even know what God wants to achieve through tilling the ground, planting the crop. You know, some people, they are supposed to be working in the bank, but then they are working, they are working in a particular store. The way God will achieve his own vision is not the way you program your mind to do it. No, that's not how he doesn't work with your own strategy. He has his own a divine, a strange strategy that at the end of the day, you thank him that you went through that strategy. There are a lot of people that have acquired certificate that they don't even need all through their lifetime on earth. They don't need that certificate. They don't need it. They don't need it. That education, that particular education that they went through, that diploma course for 2 years that they went through, is not needed in their life. Why? Because you see, when you begin to work with God, you begin to understand that his strategy is not your strategy. His motivation is never your motivation. He will give you direction. Strange direction that when people see you, they say, this one. You will be there. A lot of some of your people have moved to town. They are in Toronto. They are doing stuff. They are pushing numbers. But you are here. You know, we don't even understand. We can't even describe what you are doing. You are not obligated to anybody except God. You have an obligation to God because he's the one that made you. It's not your friend that is living off the next street or it's not even your mom or your dad. I'm not saying don't respect them or don't comply to the rules of the house. Honor is good. You honor them. But the only person you're obligated to first is God. So how is God leading you? What are the visions you've received from God? What is the direction God is leading you? And you are fighting it, saying, this one, if I do this one, in fact, when I'm 50 years, I'm going to suffer. If I do this job, when I'm 50 years, I'm going to suffer that I will be struggling to see one error. And that's what you think. But that's not the way God wants it. God is preparing you for something. So we need to walk in the vision of God. And we need to start standing on our watch. Keep a watch. Keep a watch. Keep praying. Keep trusting God. He will make things come to pass and in his own time. The reason why God will not tell you this will happen these are the situations around it, is because he's a king, he's a God. He doesn't walk, he doesn't operate the way men think. He operates in a strange way, in ways these are spirit. They don't think when Zachariah was asking, you don't know what this means. They don't think the way you think. They don't think the way you think. Their thinking is divine. It's before you are. They know your life, how your life is supposed to go. Okay, you are supposed to do this for 1 year. You are supposed to be here for 6 months. You are supposed to live here. This one. That. They know. It's been predestined. So that's what that is. So may God help us to be able to walk in his vision. And I think it's a challenge to us today that, you know, we are so lost in the activities and the noises of life. And that's the distraction Satan has created. Different distraction, different things. You see somebody just collects money today. He doesn't even know how to plan. He's just spending money the way he likes. When you come close to God, it just shows you that a lot of people don't know who God is. When you come close to God, He will tell you what to do with your finances. He will detail. He will tell you what to do with your finances. He will tell you how to live your life if you hand everything over to Him. It's because you have not embraced that vision. That's the reason why some of our lives are, we can't even, it's like we are just a rolling stone. We are a rolling stone. We are just like a conveyor belt. We can't even describe now. We can't describe. So I pray the Lord will give us understanding and to begin to walk in His vision. So one of the ways to start walking in God's vision, if you are not giving your life to Christ, first of all, you need to surrender. So, like, this is my life. Some of us don't like accountability. That's the only person that can keep you in check. It's only God that can keep you in check. And that check is for your own fruit, so that you can be fruitful in life. So the first thing you want to do is to surrender your life to Christ. And when you surrender your life to Christ, He begins to adjust you to your vision. You don't need to bother how He's going to do it. You don't need to be concerned about that. He's the one that made you. So He's the one that will adjust it. How He's going to adjust it, when He's going to adjust it, how He's going to adjust it, you don't bother about that. So when you surrender your life to Jesus Christ, give your life to Him totally, not just living. Absolute surrender. If you are not ready, it's fine. Continue with what you are doing. But if you are ready to fulfill the vision of God for your life, the first step is to surrender your life to Christ. When you surrender your life to Him, He begins to give you instructions on the next step of your life. You don't need to know how those instructions will come. It will come. God knows who has accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. He knows those people. It's not enough for you to say, Lord Jesus, I have accepted. If you are saying it from your throat or from your neck, but it's not entering into your heart, He knows. He has a technology to scan. So the Bible says the spirit of a man is the can-do of God. So He knows. You don't need to bother. So absolute surrenderness to His Lordship by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God loves you so much, and that's why He wants you to fulfill the vision He had in mind in your life. And I pray that as you begin to rethink about your life, and as you begin to say you want a change, a turnaround in your life, the Lord God Almighty will help you to fulfill and to walk in His vision in Jesus' name. So we're going to close our eyes. I want you to say some prayers. If you are repenting of your sins, say those prayers today and say, God, have mercy on me. I know I've not been walking right with You. Be merciful unto me. I confess my sins. You begin to name those sins that you've committed, and you begin to have a repentant heart. Sincerely, that God, I want to walk in Your vision. I want to walk in Your vision. I need You to help me. Give me the power and the grace to sin no more. From today, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my Lord and personal Savior. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So as you say that prayer, the Lord God Almighty is listening to you, and Jesus Christ Himself is listening to your confession sincerely from your heart, and your sins are forgiven, and the hope of eternal life is assured, is sure already for you, and you begin to exercise yourself in prayer. You begin to listen to the word of God. If you don't have a copy of the Bible, go grab a copy of the Bible. Start reading, because that constitution, the Bible, is the one that regulates this kingdom. Is the one that regulates this kingdom. When you begin to read the Bible, you begin to understand the mind of God, the purpose of God, and how to walk in your own vision. And I pray that God will help each and every one of us in Jesus' name. Let us pray. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Our righteous God in heaven, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today. We bless your name. We thank you for your word that has come to us today. And as many that are confessing their sins and has given their life to you, Lord, I pray that you will forgive their sins and their trespasses and write their names in the book of life in Jesus' name. As they have decided to walk in your vision, Lord, I pray that you will help them to walk in the vision, and your intention for their lives will come into fulfillment in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will walk with them, will abide with them, and will teach them on the way to go in Jesus' name. I'm praying, I'm asking for as many of us that are gathered today, waiting for the vision of God to be fulfilled in our lives, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that you will give us the grace to be able to sustain your vision in our lives and to be able to make heaven at the hand in Jesus' name. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done. Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today on Family Essence. I want to believe we've been blessed, and I want to encourage us that God Almighty